possible. Jesus.
Let's sing, Lord, I receive. Receive His word now.
And Lord, let I receive. Yes, Lord, I receive that all things are possible. Lord, I receive.
Believe what you say now.
Oh, Lord, I receive.
Time, every hand raised, believe in the word now.
And Lord, I receive. Lord, I receive. All things are possible. Lord, I receive.
Thank you, Father.
Lord, I receive. Lord, I receive that all things are possible. Lord, I receive.
Dad, keep playing. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for that promise. That you said, just only believe the word and we'll receive it. And we believe this afternoon, Lord. That you sent us a message to tell us that that's all we had to do. Was to take the word and believe it and confess it, Lord. And you bring it to pass every time. I pray for this congregation, Lord, that if there be one need of healing, that this service would end it. That Satan's kingdom would be stripped of his power. There be one soul here not saved. There be one downcast. There be one that doesn't know whether they're sealed into the kingdom. Lord, we receive the word that we can have our salvation. That we can have our deliverance. And we can have your spirit, Lord, according to your will. We confess it, we believe it, Lord, and we thank you for even giving us the ability to believe your word. Oh, we love you, we appreciate you, Lord. We thank you for being here with us. I pray that you be glorified in each life, and as the word goes forth, may it change us from where we are right now to, Lord, what we ought to be. Forgive us, Lord, just wash us clean. We want to walk right into the holies of holies without any lack of confidence, Lord, knowing that your blood has atoned for us. We thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to be in your house. May you be glorified in everything said and done. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. How many's happy to be a Christian this morning? Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Let's open up our Bibles today. Keep this weekend in prayer. We're going to have Brother Josh Tucker with us again on Friday and Sunday. I don't think I'm going to do communion this Friday. I think we're just going to have a normal service. So we'll do that Friday and Sunday. Come expecting great things. Some of y'all looking at me funny when you walked in today. I came to find out that a hair, you know, a little guards on your clipper. I figured out a hair one and a beard one's not the same. And after about one pass, I didn't have no way back. Already done crossed over. I think that's how our experience should be a little bit time. Let's just go ahead and shave it all up and just cross over Jordan and just stay over there. Don't flirt with it at all.
Amen.
Amen. But I told my wife, I said, right after I got done, I hate to tell you, Tim, but I'm growing my beard back. So, so, amen. Praise the Lord. Galatians chapter 4. Again, it's good to have Sister Juanita with us. Brother and Sister Dillard in the back. We got almost all this taken care of. We got this little bit here yet, but Lord will provide. We got our little Wednesday side cruise, right? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. It's good to have all the pillars in the church. You know, it's a lot easier to hold a building up when you got all the pillars there.
Amen.
Take one of them off. Yeah, it might still stand, but better hope a big storm don't come by. It might knock it down. But when you got all the pillars up, everybody got faith this morning?
Amen.
I didn't just say the corners. Now, I met every person that's staying in this building. You're part of the building of God the same as I am.
Amen.
Your position right there just saying amen and saying, yes, Lord, I believe the word is just as important as standing up here preaching the word.
Amen.
This is a body. Hallelujah. Galatians 4. Right there, verse 1. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all,
but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, I just love this verse. Amen. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Ephesians 1. Probably the next page or two there. Ephesians 1, verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace. How many seen the glory of God's grace?
Yes, sir.
You got something to praise Him for then, don't you?
Amen.
To the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the richness of His grace. And we'll stop there. We've been preaching on Sundays, the living God's dwelling place. And I like to preach this morning, His dwelling place is in adopted sons. Adopted sons. Let's just have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we've read your word. Lord, it takes the Spirit to bring the word off the page and into our hearts. We pray that you'd anoint each hearer, anoint the speaker, Lord, and may you have all the glory and praise in this service. May the word go forth and heal your people. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Adopted sons. Now, adoption is one of those things in the message that a lot of people like to take either this quote over here or this one over here, and they come up with their own little doctrine about it. And usually you get one of two camps. One is, it doesn't really matter what you do. We're all adopted. We're all going to be okay. It's just go along with what we teach and you'll be in there. Now, you got the other side, that adoption's so far over there that just no point in even trying. You're never going to get there. Maybe Brother Branham got there, but anybody else, no chance.
What?
Isn't that about the truth? When you've heard adoption preached, you usually come up with one of those two camps. Oh, we're just laying around here. You know, I don't read my Bible or pray, but I'm an adopted son. Oh, I see somebody sick and I think about praying, but I just don't do it. I guess I'm an adopted son. Yes, God has given me the keys of the kingdom. Look at me use them. Or the other side, well, I think I could pray for them, but I just ain't good enough. You know, I mean, if I was holy, if I was pure, If I just fasted long enough, maybe then God would hear my prayer. And both camps are off. Both camps totally missed the entire point of the message. And I'll tell you right now, if your message leaves Mount Calvary, you've missed the point of the message. The message didn't come to do with the blood. It came to show you what the blood was all about. And as we just read there in Galatians, if you want to turn back, I'm going to try to teach this. It doesn't look like it's going too well right now. I might just go ahead and preach it. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. So as you walked in the things of the world, as you came into this world, born in sin, shaped in iniquity, came into the world speaking lies, nobody could tell you were an heir of God. You couldn't tell you were an heir of God because you looked like everyone else. They smoked, you smoked. They cussed, you cussed. They drank, you drank. They watched pornography, you did. You ran in the bars, they ran in the bars. We just were the same as them, but one day, things changed.
Yeah. Amen.
Verse 2. But is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. How many's met that time that was appointed of the Father? Where one day, not 10 years, one day something happened. As you tried to walk like that, you knew the whole time something's wrong with me. Something's wrong with me. Other people lie and cuss and steal. They just go on like it ain't nobody's business. But you just get it up from the inside out, don't you? And even now when you are a Christian, man, you do one little white lie. Something on the inside, you just can't deal with it. You got to find that person and just make it right because you don't care. I don't worry about my feelings. I ain't worried about their feelings. I want to go in the rapture. I want to go into the place that I was from. I'm tired of sojourning down here. And I'm only 27 years old. I wonder what some of you all feel like. I've been around this twice, three times my age. My, I'm sick and tired of it. This world's junk. Anybody ever, Brother Man, when he crossed the curtain of time, there was no desire to come back. Nothing. I don't care, man. The devil could have showed him all the kingdoms just like he did Jesus, and he'd have thought the same thing. It is nothing to me. Get thee hence, Satan. Whew. But it's under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Verse 3. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. So this adoption of sons had something to do with Jesus Christ dying on the cross. That was the goal of His crucifixion. And as we know, the denominations, Brother Ram said, they got the picture backwards. They think that the book of Acts is trying to support the Gospels when it's completely contrary. The Gospels support the book of Acts. The Gospels had a purpose. Jesus dying on the cross wasn't to glorify Himself. It was to glorify you.
Come on.
And as you walked through the things of the world, you couldn't be glorified because you're sinning like everyone else. But one day, God was made a man.
Amen.
And He came down. He knew what was wrong with you. He knew you had a sin problem. So He said, I'll take care of it. And He went to Mount Calvary. All four Gospels tell you about it. He laid that blood down there. He said, I will take your place and you can have mine.
Amen.
Woo. That's right, Dawson. Amen. Hallelujah. And then we watch the book of Acts. We watch what happens when a man receives the Holy Ghost. And we put Jesus as this man. Jesus is just so supernatural. We're just way down here. Do you know what Jesus Christ was? A man filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That's all He was. Now, He had a little bit different body than you and I. He came the way we were supposed to get here. We came forward. So guess what? He went ahead and took care of that part of that so we could have the same thing He does.
Amen.
Woo! Yeah, He started here. He stayed here. We were down here, but He went and came down here, picked you up and brought you up here. We are now in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Would you let your faith raise up enough and just stay up there? He said, well, my body hurts. I'm tired. I had a bad day. Let all that fall away. Get up into heavenly places. Get your faith up there, and your body will eventually have to follow.
Amen.
That's how I've overcome sickness at times. I'm sitting there with a headache. And I tell you what, I can't stand headaches. I'd rather be throwing up. I'd rather just snot all over the place than have a headache. I can't do it. I'm just out. I've had students, they said, man, you're acting weird today. I said, I got a headache. And they know I don't act nothing like me. I'm just a zombie sitting there. Because I hate it. I hate headaches. But I tell you what, one day, I remember sitting there and I go, what am I doing down here? I'm not in this. I don't live in defiance. I don't live in the realm of sin and sickness. I've been lifted up.
Yeah.
And as my faith began to rise, I realized I don't live here. This is just a body. This isn't who I really am. My soul is who I am.
Yeah.
And my soul doesn't come in and out, as we talk about. It goes in the holies of holies and it stays there. Once you're born again, you're in there. You can't get out. Door's been sealed. There's no knobs to turn. Brick walls been built all over the place. You're in. And the Shekinah glory's in.
Amen.
There ain't no getting in, getting out. As I begin to lift up in faith, begin to realize, wait, pain is just a spirit. So we know that. Your body, I mean, if you take the spirit out of it, don't feel pain no more. It's right. The spirit that's causing that. Begin to realize that old enemy's done tricked me over. Made me think I was sick. I'm not sick. I'm already well.
Amen.
He's trying to think I'm sick. So get up in the faith and you stay up there long enough, eventually your body follows you up. But a lot of times what happens in that little trial period, and yeah, it might be minutes, it might be hours, it might be days, it might be weeks. God's testing your faith to see if you're going to hold on or not. Eventually your body will follow that confession.
Amen.
Abraham was a prime example of that. Mind, even his mistakes and falling and selling his wife off and all that stuff, it didn't matter. His faith stayed up there long enough that he could rise up and say, I'm going to have that son anyways.
Amen.
And just the time where he thought maybe he'd quit, maybe it had just been too long, Melchizedek showed up.
Amen.
And just the time you think about quitting, who always shows up? Jesus Christ does. It's at the darkest hour He shows up. Why? He knows all time and eternity. He knows the beginning to the end. He's coming. He ain't going to miss His appointment. He's on the road. He's waiting to see. Will you hold on?
Amen.
Now we know He already knows whether you are or not, but no man will have an excuse when the judgment gets here. No man. God has atoned for every sin in this world. Doesn't matter if sinner, saint, servant, seed, not servant, seed. He atoned for it all so that no man would have an excuse.
Amen.
Cain didn't have an excuse. He knew exactly what he'd have to do to be accepted, and he refused to do it.
That's right.
And that just proved what he was. To the point where God could even bribe him a little bit, couldn't he? You will be your brother's ruler. You can have anything you want. Just follow my word. And even a service, do you think they would use enough reason to go, this is a pretty good deal. But they can't do it because it's not their nature. Oh my, how happy you and I should be that we didn't approach the word that way. There was a nature in me that says, whatever the word says, I will do.
Amen.
They called me a sinner. I'm a sinner. If it's, you understand what I'm saying? You have to get a revelation you're lost before you ever get a revelation you're saved.
Uh-huh.
And that's the problem. Too many men think they're already saved, and God's trying to make them lost when it's completely contrary. Every man is lost when he gets here because he's tied into the first sin. They ain't eat no apple. The Bible says that man transgressed like Adam did. How else are you going to transgress like Adam unless you can do what Adam did?
That's right.
Hope that's all right this morning. There wasn't no mystical tree laying around. There was people around. There were spirits around.
Amen.
There were voices around. And it's the same right now.
Yes.
And whatever voice you listen to, that's the results you get.
Right.
It's not the voice's fault. It's your fault.
Right.
Hallelujah.
All right.
But as we walked under the law, Christ didn't want us to stay under there. He didn't bring the law by his own choosing. That was man's choice back there in Exodus 19. They said, whatever he says, we'll do it. They should have said, God have mercy that we never try to make a claim like that. Lord, keep us under your blood.
Amen.
Keep me under grace like Abraham was. Keep me under grace like Abel was. I don't have any good thing to merit. But they began to think, well, God came out of this world. He came all the way to Egypt. He pulled us out. We must be something special. I must be able to do this. And that was the furthest from the truth. He even says it later on. It wasn't because you were special. It wasn't because you were many. It wasn't because you were great. It's because I loved you.
Amen.
God's favor is only in his elected.
Amen.
You try to search out some other reason, it'll fail every time. But if you realize God chose them and that's why he loved them, you'll come right every time. Did God choose you? See, well, brother, I don't know. Did you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Were you born again of the Spirit of God? Were you passed from death unto life? Only the elect can have that.
Amen.
Because you have to recognize that you don't have, you either have a hybrid seed or you have the real seed.
Right.
The real seed can produce itself again. A hybrid seed might put up a little bit here and there, a little stalk here and there. But when it comes back to the life coming, there's nothing to bring up.
Right.
Let me read what Brother Ram talks about that real quick, if that's all right. Excuse me. Smyrna Church Age. It's a church age book. Now then, here we are coming to a conclusion. As the eternal Logos, God, was manifested in the Son, and in Jesus dwelt all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and that eternal one was the Father manifested in flesh, and thereby gained the title of the Son. Even so we, eternal in his thoughts in our turn, became the many-membered spoken word seed.
Amen.
Manifested in flesh. And those eternal thoughts now manifest in the flesh are the sons of God.
Amen.
Even as we are so called. We did not become seed by the rebirth.
No.
We were seed.
Amen.
And therefore were reborn.
Hallelujah.
For only the elect can be reborn.
Amen.
Because we were seed is the reason we could be quickened. In non-seed there is nothing to quicken.
Amen.
So if you're not seed, guess what you will gravitate to? Even if you have a right intention, because every man has a conscience now. Every man knows right and wrong. But there's a difference. A seed knows, I can't do wrong. I need to get out of this somehow.
Right.
Somebody at AC says, well, I know right and wrong, but who cares? It'll be all right. I'm a pretty good person. I think I'll be all right.
Uh-huh.
Got to look at all my good things and realize that your good things, according to the Bible, are just filthy rags. Every time I get talking to students about things, and I wrote, you just tell them the word. It answered every question. Every question, man, you guys, why don't you just open this book up a little while and read it? And quit letting a Cracker Jack box or Google or Facebook tell you what your doctrine should be. Go read the actual, doesn't the Bible say this? What are you talking about? Come to realize there was some scripture that they twisted this way, and then they twisted again, and then did it one more time, and they finally came up with that Jesus was a zombie. I mean, I've heard things, you'd be surprised at things I've been asked. Are there aliens in heaven? What are you talking about? Am I going to play video games in heaven? Well, you're probably not going to be there right now. Hope that's all right. Heaven ain't no place to bring the world up into. You realize how filthy and dirty and rotten this place is. You don't want to bring any of this stuff into heaven.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And because you were sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Because you were a son of God. Now let me read a few things Brother Branham says about this in the adoption series. And actually, you look up, Hear Ye Him, it's pretty much the same. It's the same message he's trying to get across. And he preached it, I think, 20 times. So obviously, he was trying to get something over to us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Adoption, the second sermon, 1960. You're first born into the kingdom by the Holy Ghost. How many knows that?
Yes, amen.
If you haven't been born again, guess what? You're just wasting time. If you're just getting religious, you're just going to church, you're just paying your tithes, and you might still dibble-dabble in the world over here and over here, but you know, you're a pretty good person, you just might as well quit. You might as well just sit at home until you come to the cross and die there and be regenerated, a new creature. Don't start. There's nothing to start. You got nothing to believe with in the first place.
Amen.
But if you can get that germ of faith, germatized, not even just germatized, it's been germatized since the foundation of the world. If you can get it quickened by the Holy Ghost, then you've got something to work with.
Amen.
Then we've got something to mold and something to teach. Too many message churches want to do it the other way. They want to cookie cutter you all out, get you women looking just right, you men clean it up, and get the hair long, get the hair short, get the skirts on, get the pants on. Get the TVs out, do this, do that, and that. Okay, now let's get you the Holy Ghost. No, it's too late.
Amen.
She's done made them religious. She made them 2 child more hell than where they started.
Amen.
Get them to God. Get them to Him. He's the only one that saves. And He is the Word.
Amen.
You're not pointing them to a book when you quote the Word. That is God speaking through you.
Right.
And remember, that's just a means to an end. He doesn't want to talk to you to somebody else. He wants you to tell them to get in fellowship with Him.
Right.
You're just a messenger just trying to get Rebecca and Isaac together. Elliot, come on.
Amen.
He's a good guy. You want to meet Him. Trust
Amen.
Me. Try the Lord. See if He tastes good.
Amen. Yes.
How many times I've told kids, and they put the Lord to the test in just ridiculous ways, and guess what? He fulfills it every time.
Yeah.
I had one kid tell me, he confessed here recently that he lied about it. He came up to me, and we were sitting there, and he's two of my aides, and we were in the little corner just talking. That's usually where I have my best Bible studies at school. We were sitting there talking about just divine healing and things. And the one kid was coughing up real bad and stuff. And the other kid said, so you say you can lay hands on him and you'll get well? I said, yeah. He said, well, if he gets well, I'll go to church then. So all right, that's fine. So I just put my hands on him. I said, in Jesus' name, he'll be well. And we just talked about it last week. He said it wasn't even an hour period or two or something like that. And he was feeling just fine. And then the other kid, of course, as we went through the story again, he kind of got that little turn, you know, away and looked at me and he said, yeah, I know. I know, I lied to you. Where's the excuse?
Sure.
And that's a lesson to you and I. We need to put the Word to the test. People want to question the Word. It ain't time to back down and go, well, maybe it's not the will of the Lord. God's will is to be glorified.
Amen.
He wants people to know that He's alive.
Amen.
He wants people to know that, yeah, He died on the cross, but He's not dead no more. Or else, why would He resurrect Jesus Christ, put Him on the right hand of the Father if He didn't want to tell somebody about it?
Amen.
We want Him to send an angel down. We want Him to send the pastor down or go find the deacon or this other person I think spiritual. No, He's sending you.
Amen.
Ye shall be my witnesses.
Amen.
And that's all you need to worry about. If you can just get I in line with the Word, everybody else will be just fine. You can realize that, hey, by the measure I meet myself, I measure somebody else, I'm going to have to measure myself. How about I just stay in the Word and realize I'm saved by grace? That way I can give grace to other people and realize that they need to get saved by grace too, and that ain't none of my responsibility.
Amen.
Ain't my responsibility to kick people in hell either. God will take care of that too. He's the judge. He said, who made you a judge? The Bible says. Hallelujah. We're first born into the kingdom of God. Let me read that again here. Adoption 2. First, you're first born into the kingdom by the Holy Ghost. How many knows that? All right. The next, you are predestinated unto the what? Adoption. What is that? You are predestinated unto the placing. So God doesn't just save you to sit you on a shelf and say, la-di-da, I'm saved. He is taking, the reason you're even saved in the first place, the only reason you received the Holy Ghost was that He could use you in the measure that He has predestinated you.
Amen.
To. And that's the placing of God.
Yes.
Now we understand that we have to grow up. We were children, and remember, we were children, we were in the world, we couldn't learn nothing. So God came around and gave us a new spirit, then He came around and told us to repent, get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, then He turned around and gave us the Holy Ghost, and now we're children of the kingdom.
Right.
Now we can grow, now we can mature, and God can begin to use us. I'm sure glad the day I got the Holy Ghost, I didn't start preaching the next day, I made a mess of it.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't ready yet.
Yeah.
I was born into the kingdom. But that is our adoption. I hope you understand. We said that. We would receive the adoption by the Spirit. That puts you back into the family of God.
Yes.
You're already in your position. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. That position will grow. you'll be given more responsibility, but you always were that. You can't change what you are.
Right, amen.
You were always called to be that.
Amen.
And once it was quick and God was showing, this is what you're called to do.
Amen.
And if you'll just walk hand in hand with Him, He'll begin to use you here, and then He'll bring this on, and He'll bring this on, and bring this on. And I only can talk about my experience, but I knew what God was leading me to just by watching what He was doing with me. I knew early on, I mean, you beg God long enough, He'll tell you what you're supposed to do, even if you're not ready for it. If you want to, you go ahead. I'd advise you not to. I'd advise you just fall in love and just walk with Him and let him add the bricks to the wall when they need to be put on. I don't need to put that one on when I ain't got this down yet.
Amen.
And I begged him. He told me, yeah, you're called to preach. Yeah. And I said, okay, well, I'm going to go do it. There you go. There's me trying to preach, falling flat on my face because I can't preach. No man can preach by the inspiration, unless the inspiration of God be on him. And if you're walking in belief, you might as well forget it. It's not going to hit right. Oh, you might get a little bit here, a little bit there, but that ain't the way the word's supposed to work. We're supposed to hit right every time.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Even to where I'm beyond my own thinking a lot of times. I preach a sermon, I feel like total failure when I get done. A lot of times that's happened. I go back and listen to it. Man, that was pretty good. Did I say all this? Who was preaching that? Do you understand that now? Who's preaching that? Who's trying to get something over to you? It ain't me. I'm just a man. I don't know the needs in this place. I only talk to a few of you once in a while here and there. You know, I try to be friendly. I try to get around. But I can't micromanage your life, but I know somebody that can.
Amen.
I know somebody, you can try to hide it, but he already doesn't know about it. You might as well just confess it and get it over with.
Sure.
Hallelujah. But God, I'll just testify for a little bit, if that's all right. I'll get into this here in a minute. I'm going to try not to go too long. Well, when I was born again, when God gave me the Holy Ghost, I knew there was a change. Things that I had done before, I didn't have no desire for it anymore. Things I struggled with year in, year out, time and time again, it just faded away. It was gone. That didn't mean temptation didn't come. That didn't mean my eyes, I'd have to keep them straight because they wanted to go that way. I still got a flesh like everybody else, and so do you. If you receive the Holy Ghost, that don't mean you're just going to lay down and I'm just a holy Christian now. No, you're going to fight. We didn't join Christianity. When you get the Holy Ghost, you're signing up for warfare. Remember, there's only one line of soldiers.
Right.
That's it. So guess what? You get out of position, now there's a hole in the flank.
That's right.
Stay where you need to be. We've already went through this. Stay in the Word. Stay in prayer. Keep your family altar together. If everybody just sweep in front of their house, the whole road gets swept up, wouldn't it? Too many times, people want to go sweep the neighbor's house and forgot what theirs looks like. Well, if they were doing this and this, we'd have better services. What, you praying for them or not? Bible says you measure yourself by yourself. You're not wise. I'm going to leave that alone now. A brother made a comment about that once. I ain't going to share that. But, when I first got the Holy Ghost, I thought I had it all together. Find out pretty quick I don't. I know somebody that does, though, the one that gave it to me. And as I fell on my face, I didn't keep trying to beat the dead horse. I said, okay, Lord, that's fine. And actually, for a while, I went to the other side. I was so scared of it, I didn't want nothing to do with it. I'm just done. I'm done with that. And that ain't right either. We shouldn't take calling God and just throw it in the trash can. We should wait for the Lord to tell us when it's time.
Sure.
Began to go to college and things and learned how to deal with people. Then I started working at a restaurant. You really learn how to deal with people when you work at a restaurant.
Sure.
I became a manager at a restaurant about 20 years old, and you learn a lot real fast when you're that young and dealing with that many people. And on top of that, you're trying to be a Christian. You're trying to witness, and that's above your job in itself. And I began to learn how to do that and how to not spout off so fast and how to wait for the Lord to tell you when to say something. Because look, you can see stuff, but that don't mean you got time to say something about it.
Right, amen.
You got to wait for the right time. Even in your experience, aren't you glad God knew the time to meet you?
Amen.
He might show up a year earlier. I probably wouldn't have accepted him yet. I wasn't ready for it. He let me fall off a bridge, break my ankles, and cry about it for 2 years and finally get over it. Walk around in sin, realizing I just need to give up on this sin stuff anyways and just take the Word. And then he finally met me and said, oh, I'm ready to meet the Lord now. You can just have all this because I done tried sin. It don't work. It's garbage. I don't want nothing to do with it. That's exactly what God wants from you and I.
Amen.
He wants a total death. Just to all that stuff and realize it ain't no good anyhow and accept salvation. People think they're doing something, you're repenting. You're not doing anything. You're stopping what you were doing wrong.
Right.
Well, I got to repent and get baptized. Isn't it works now? You're not doing anything. You just stop sinning. How is that doing righteousness yet?
Right.
To get baptized, you're supposed to receive the Holy Ghost before you can get baptized. Baptized is just a good conscience towards God, which means that you've already been born again.
Sure.
You're supposed to get baptized as an outward sign that you are not ashamed of what has happened.
Right.
It will never get away from grace. We don't earn anything from God. God has given us His favor by His own choosing. And all you can do is say, yes, Lord. If you start adding in little things here and there, I'm telling you right now, it's going to taint your experience. It's going to taint your relationship with Christ, because you will fail your little rules here and there. You'll fail your little doctrines here and there that you've come up with that take you away from grace. We are saved by the grace of God, and you serve God because you love Him. We know the foundation of the experience of God is faith, but faith works by love. So if you can't fall in love with God, you might as well take your faith and throw it away, because it ain't no good. You must use your faith because you love. You must love God. You must love your fellow man more than yourself.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And as I watched him, as I said, I'm just throwing a little testimony out there. And he grew me there in school. He grew me in college. He grew me at the manager at Ponderosa. And then I became a Sunday school teacher. Then I became a deacon. I learned how to deal with this stuff. Almost just too supernatural to just even, how did the Lord do this? And here I am. I think, can I just be a man? Is that all right for a little bit? There's plenty of stuff y'all done that 5 years ago you got tore up. Is that all right to say? The Lord's told me that's not how you handle those things. He sees it. He knows I see it. That don't mean I just say, oh yeah, I'm not going to preach on that. You know, I don't want to offend anybody. That's not how you do that either. But you can tell if somebody really loves you or not. And too many times people use the word as a sword to kill each other instead of killing the devil.
Amen.
I've used it on myself that time. You ever use the sword of the word on yourself? Before you know it, you're just serpent seed. You're sealed out. You ain't got a chance in the world. You done made too many mistakes. It don't matter how much grace of God you come up with. I done use that word. I'm supposed to be perfect like my Father's perfect. I'm all the obedience to the whole word of God. I am entitled to the token. You take that, and before you're done with it, you're just gone. You're just over in the lake fire. Just forget it. But as you try to wall in that little self-pity, what happened? Lord came by and says, what are you doing? Shape up, soldier.
Amen.
That's what happens when somebody gets amnesia and forgot who they were, forgot what they were even doing, and you start thinking like a sinner. You're just being a hypocrite because you ain't one. If you've been born again, God does not look at you as the sinner. He sees what He saw before the foundation of the world, when all the sons of God were shouting for joy because they saw redemption was going to work. They knew they'd fall, but they knew we will rise again. Because He lives, I live also. Because as He is, so am I in this world. Hallelujah. Satan has no hold on my life. I don't care what he does. I don't care how much Laodicea comes. The word of God is stronger. The Holy Ghost in me can rise above anything the devil would bring. Can I get amen out of that? Hallelujah. But too many times the children of God don't realize that you being born again is step one, and that's it. You need to put your complete confidence in that God took you. When you had no way back, He went down and grabbed your seed out of that vile pit that it was in. He washed it clean. He anointed it with His Spirit. And that's why you're successful.
Amen.
Why do you fast? Because you love God. Why do you pray? Because you love God. Why do you read the Word? Because you love God. You got another reason? It's hybrid.
Amen.
You're just being religious, and God does not accept that. He made us to fellowship with us. And not in some haphazard long-distance relationship either. Shows you why the world's going way off, isn't it? They came up with technology. Oh, it's so great I get to talk to my brother that's in California. Well, if it weren't for technology, he'd be right here right now. Technology's why he's out there.
Sure.
Throw technology. And we understand we live in this age. We have to use. I got an iPad sitting right here. But I ain't trusting no iPad to get me over. I ain't trusting no iPad to preach this service right now. It's the Holy Ghost. And He allows these things. He's allowed it to come. He's allowed the tree of knowledge to spurt off. And we know there's some good in there, but there's some evil. But it's all going to be burned up at the end anyways. It ain't no good. It's time to come back to the Word where it's all good.
Amen.
Where you can take this Word, you can just swallow right down, and it'll do you good every time. Say, man, it tastes so good. You know, I'm saved by grace. God gave me the Holy Ghost. Man, it tastes so good. And then it got down my belly, and I go, man, I need to get right. Got a little bitter then, didn't it? But it's still good for you.
Yeah.
It still goes down.
Amen.
There ain't no waste to it. You use it all. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Now God called us. He gave us the Holy Ghost. He positioned us into the body of Christ, and now we can be seen as sons of God. First to yourself, because if you can't see yourself as a son of God, nobody else is going to either. But as you see that you've been redeemed by grace, that's not the time to just say, well, I'll just coast in my predestinated lazy boy, and I'm just going to lay here, and you know, God will just come rapture me one day. That ain't what God saved us for. He told us to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Said, amen.
We get, oh, I got a job. I got to go there. You know what a job is to the Christian? A mission field.
Amen.
That's what it is. Sisters, you know what your home is? It's a mission field. Get busy.
Right. Amen.
Don't look at those souls like, oh, I got to deal with this person, deal with that one. No, God sent me here to tell them about eternal life.
Yeah.
That's why I'm here. And yeah, it's going to be frustrating. Welcome to the club.
Amen.
I've even heard evangelists talk, some denominational one, but he said, I can't remember, he had a term for that, like evangel withdrawal or whatever, where they just turn you down all the time. And you just get calloused about it. You just get, are you really sincere about this? Do you really want salvation or not? And they're, you know, chewing bubble gum and, you know, ready to walk out there and go get a drink after this is over and stuff. And you just get tired of that after a while. I can't tell you how hungry I've been just to see a soul. I mean, I just want all the way out in the world to see that this is truth and take a hold of it just the same as I did and realize that it works.
Yeah.
Tired of people just wanting to get religious. I'm tired of even when you testify to somebody that might be a woman and stuff and they, oh yeah, I can see I should grow my hair out. I should do this and that. And you go, but you're missing the whole point.
Amen.
Will you meet God or not?
Right.
Do you want to meet Him now or do you want to meet Him on Judgment Day? Because I highly advise you want to do it right now. So you think you know who you're going to go see, but you don't know what he's going to look like over that place. They were shocked when they saw the lamb.
Right.
They were so scared of a lamb that they said, where's the rocks in the caves? Let them fall on us and get us away from this.
Amen.
That's not the Jesus everybody thinks is coming.
Right.
The thing is the Jesus that hung his head low and was pushed around from pillar to post, let man do it, but realize, why didn't he let that happen for you and I?
Sure.
The reason he did that was so he could save man.
Amen.
But if a man turns down grace, he has accepted God's judgment, and that's the last thing I want.
Right.
I don't want God to judge me for my works. Are you crazy? Remember I told you about the kid that came up to me and says, I don't think I really need to repent to get into heaven. I said, you ain't got a chance in the world. You're done. You ain't got a chance in the world if you're going to go into the throne. What kind of fool would walk into God's holy court with his own works?
Sure.
You know, you failed that 5 minutes from now, one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
We're not that holy. Look, even the angels can't look at God. He's so holy. Are you still looking at the old mirror? I ain't telling that mirror, look, we need to look at the mirror of God's word. The God's word says, be ye holy as I am.
Amen.
Be ye perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. And God could not give a standard and lie about it like it's just some tease that you never can attain to. That's what we're talking about. We've been adopted by the blood of Christ. I'm not trying to earn this. God already gave it to me by grace. And I accept it. And Saint, you're defeated.
Amen.
You're a liar. I'm an adopted son. I'm going to act like the first one did. When Christ walked as an adopted son, you know what he did when the devil showed up? Get out!
Amen!
Amen. Yes.
Remember they said that we got this epileptic boy and we can't get the devil out. And they were all boo-hooing that maybe there's something wrong. And Jesus said, oh, ye of little faith.
Amen.
He didn't give him some little powwow meeting. He didn't pat him on the back. He said, you failed.
Amen.
I gave you the word. Why did you fail? And he will say the same thing to countless churches, countless message churches. I gave you the word. Why did you fail?
Amen.
What did he do? That adopted son, Jesus Christ, filled with the Holy Ghost. Because why was he adopted? He was adopted there at River Jordan. Remember, what did the voice say? He came down out of the water, he came up, and John looked up, he saw the Spirit of God descending upon him. He heard a voice that said, this is my beloved Son,
Amen.
In whom I am well pleased. And when you hit the baptismal water, and you came up and the Holy Ghost came in, you heard the same voice.
Amen.
This is my beloved Son. This is my beloved daughter. In whom I am well pleased to dwell.
Amen. Glory. Hallelujah.
Even when he had desires he didn't want to deal with. Remember that? They were at that old wedding there, and he was not even really paying attention to what was going on. He was just doing there trying to be probably a good son to his mama, wanting him to come. And he was sitting there, and they ran out of wine, and they asked Mary what they could do about it, and they said, go talk to him. He said, woman, don't you know my time hadn't come yet? But that didn't stop him, did it? Even when he was kind of kept, you know, might have been I was busy thinking about his mission that was coming up. Because remember, he knew what he was going to have to do for the next 3.5 years. Well, bring it here. He said, just fill him up with water. Didn't even do no more than that, did he?
Nope.
And they all turned to wine. And if he could do that, just because he's an adopted son now, look, he's a man filled with the Holy Ghost. That's the kind of power that is unlocked in a man like that. Because God can't just hand the Holy Ghost to anybody. People make havoc out of it. People had the power of God without the character of God. You know what you get? You get the Antichrist.
Amen.
You get Satan every time. But it goes hand in hand to the Christian. As your character grows, your power grows. Because God is your father. He's not going to hand you a machete when you're 2 years old. Right. He's going to wait till you're old enough to use the thing.
Amen.
Somebody out in the world, you say, well, that little person over there, they're using this and this, this gift like this. And that's not his child. He ain't too worried about it.
Right.
That's the old devil's children. So does God love them? He tried to. They didn't want his love, did they?
Right.
Or they had accepted it and came the same way you and I did.
Amen.
But why are people so tossed about? Why don't we seem to get nowhere? Why did those disciples fail to get that epileptic devil out? Because they didn't realize who they were. They didn't realize what was really given to them. They thought some man just said this and it sounded pretty good and it worked most of the time, but then we got this hard case. It doesn't work this time. It must be too hard for the promise of God. And Jesus said, that is foolish. Bring them to me. And he said, go.
Amen.
It's all it took. And he was well. Same with Legion, right? They're all scared to death of Legion. Oh, there's just too many devils on Legion. Jesus wasn't too worried about it, was he? He walked right up there and to where the devils were trembling as he showed up. Are you going to cast us into the abyss? Are you going to throw us? No, no, no. Can we go into the swine, please? Do you realize that that's the devils? The reason you don't hear the devil talk like that is because you believe his voice.
Amen.
He didn't try it with Jesus. He already don't know. He's got the aces. You know, I ain't got nothing. I ain't gonna bluff him at all. That's a poor example, but I hope you understand what I mean. Don't be no son of Sceva now either. You better know what you're packing. You better know that you've received God's Spirit. Because if you go in there just kind of with a halfway, somebody else's experience kind of thing, you're gonna fail. That's what the sons of Sceva did. They say, we adjure you, devil, to come out in the name of Jesus that Paul preached. Remember that old story in the Bible? I'm sure that's exactly how it happened because every man without the Holy Ghost, he's scared of devils.
Right.
I'll tell you right now, you can't go toe-to-toe with devil. You're scared of death.
That's right.
And creepy-looking, ugly things.
Amen.
As he walked up there, and, we adjure you in Jesus that Paul preached. Go, go, boom. I even listened to a testimony from a T.L. Osborne. He said he was terrified of devils. He said, we just tried to dogpile on them. You know, we're all just going to pray. We just pray real loud and just try to get them out of there. He said, but he watched Brother Brandon once. He said, a little child come up there. He said, you have an evil spirit. And all this, he said, in Jesus' name, get out, devil. He said, okay, it's left her. T.L. Osborne said, how does he know? See the difference between a little child? And I ain't saying T.L. Osborne wasn't saved. And I ain't saying he wasn't a child of God at all. I'm not saying that at all. But who's to say he was a child that never got adopted, didn't know what he was doing. He just running around crazy this way, just trying to do something. Here you got a mature, an adopted son of God standing with the gift of God.
Amen.
No guesswork about it. That black thing that was on him is gone.
Amen.
The devil's gone. And that's the communication we ought to have as adopted sons, to know the spirit realm. We are not living down here as adopted sons. This is just earth. This is just manifestation in flesh. We ain't too concerned with that. We're looking past all of that to see the spirits. And I pray you're doing the same in this service, that this is not Defiance, Ohio. This isn't just some little building where you got some guy up giving you a good lecture. We are here in a battlefront.
Amen.
Where the word of God is going forth, trying to destroy the enemy, but his word is locked in your hand of faith.
Amen.
And if you won't use it, you will lose.
That's right.
Because Satan won't even fight you. You know what he'll do? He'll get you to turn that old sword around and take yourself out.
That's right.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a weapon. You understand that? His teeth done got knocked out.
Right.
Before he could take in the Old Testament, he could scare him with death and this and this. But Jesus done away with all that. He ain't got no power no more.
Amen.
So what did the devil do? He said, all right. He's a pretty smart guy now. You can't outwit him now either. You need the Holy Ghost. He's the only one that knows better than the devil does. The devil said, you know what I'll do? I'll just start bluffing. I'll just blow myself up real big. I'll call myself cancer instead of a devil. Then they'll think it's just normal. And you know he's done that. Oh, I'll just say homosexual is just chemical. It's not a spirit. I'll just disguise myself. I even had a student come to me and said that there was a movie came out. I don't know what it was. I don't watch none of that filth. But it came out. about, he said, well, in this movie, God was trying to keep man ignorant, and the devil wanted them to learn things. So he's really the good guy and God's the evil guy. I said, that sounds like the devil talking, don't it? He looked at me for a minute, and I said, yeah, if I was evil and I was trying to kill people, I'd try to get them to think the same thing. He said, you know, everybody thought Hitler was a pretty good guy before he showed up?
Right.
Remember that swastika? We go, oh, swastika. You know what it was back then? Liberty.
Yeah.
Freedom. It's going to change. Remember Germany? They were just looking for any kind of hope. They were just at the bottom of the barrel. I remember looking at a picture in a history book. It had a wall covered in money because the money was so worthless that they just glued it on the wall.
Right.
Could you imagine that? That could happen to America here soon. And it would if we didn't have the prophecy to go forth that they'll sell this nation out.
Right.
We already know that's what's going to happen. I hope you understand that. You need to leave politics. Just, it's over. It's done. It's warm at. Brother Branham, I just heard him preach this on some message here recently as I was listening. He says, people just fall out about politics. And he said, it's worm eating to the core anyways. Why are you fighting about something that ain't no good? I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not any of this stuff. I'm a Christian. I'm getting out of here.
Amen.
This place is falling apart faster than we can try to keep it together.
Right.
Could you imagine, you know how much $1 trillion is? I've always told my kids that you could probably fill the entire school with money and you wouldn't have $1 trillion. Then I found a thing that actually did it for once, and I was right. It would about fill an entire school of $100 bills to get $1 trillion. And we're $17 trillion in debt? Who's running the checkbook around this place?
Right.
And they'll get you if you're $50 behind in your taxes. I just had a warning because I forgot to... I bought a new lot next to me, and I realized I forgot I had taxes. They didn't get added on my other thing. So they were after me, and they penalized me and everything else for $50.
Yeah.
What about you guys?
Right.
You know, the national debt goes up $10,000 every second?
Right,
amen. Wow. Imagine if you ran your credit card like that. We wouldn't be driving the cars we are, would we? Wouldn't be living in the houses we are. We wouldn't have a purse like this. We just swipe $10,000 every second. It's corrupt. The devil's behind it all. And he's doing it on purpose. He's taking fake money to get people deluded enough. Let them focus on sports. Let them focus on their careers and stuff. That's all a bunch of shambles anyways. It'll fall apart overnight. Because he's trying to destroy their souls. The devil will give you everything but salvation.
Amen.
He will tempt you with everything. With anything you could lust after, he'll give it to you. As long as he can get your soul. Because he's at least got a revelation that your soul is worth more.
Amen. Yeah.
Did you get that yet? Your soul is worth more than 10,000 worlds.
Sure.
Everything this world had to offer, take it times 10,000. Your soul's still worth more than that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We need to look at the sinner that way. We need to be adopted sons. When we see that soul out there, that soul is not just evil and can't do nothing. It's caged. That's a good person. Every person's good in their heart somewhere. They want to do what's right. Every man's got a conscience. He knows he wants to be good. But if he's servant seed, he can't yield to that.
Right.
You got to look that the devil's got them all caged.
Right.
And God has sent me with the keys.
Amen.
To take those prison houses and to open them up.
Amen.
Now you go there and you open it up and they turn around and lock it back on you. You can't do a lot about that, can you?
Right.
But you still need to be the witness that they will have no excuse. Remember what the third pole was? Yes, it was speaking the word into existence. It was opening up the word. What else was it? Preaching to those that could never have salvation.
Right.
And that's why the gospel, like we said earlier, it is bitter and it's sweet at the same time, because this will have to break down one of these days. Look, there's got to come a day when the last one that's saved gets saved.
Yes.
And it's over.
Amen.
That has to come. And on one side, that's the most terrible thing you can think of, isn't it? Thing and look around, and what do you think Noah felt like in the ark for those 7 days? You're all gone. Joe down the street I used to do this with and fish with, and him I went hunting with, and we farmed together. They're all dead. They're all going to die here soon. And they're all walking around ignorant. They're just going on, woo, Hoff State this weekend, let's do it, woo. And he's thinking there ain't going to be this weekend.
Right.
It's over. And what do you think what's going to happen when you and I see those saints that are risen from the dead walking
right.
around? That's why we don't need to worry about when the judgment's coming. You'll see it.
Amen.
No one knew it. He didn't have to worry about figuring it out. He was sealed in.
Amen.
Couldn't get out of the ark if he wanted to. Yeah, he had 7 days to sweat it out a little bit, but what was he going to do? Just like Peter, he says, where am I going to go? I done sold out. You sold out yet?
Amen.
That when the message, quote unquote, is going to fall apart and these people are going to do this, and it's going on right now, we're watching it. People that saying they think they believe, they really don't. Oh, Brother Branham really did this, and it's all a bunch of nonsense, lying garbage anyhow. But people will believe anything they want to. And people have been sitting in this message waiting for a scapegoat to get out. And they're nothing better than Janus and Jambres. They're nothing better than Judas or Demas or any of the other ones that have sit right under the Word. Watch the miracles. Watch the power of God, knowing that it was right, but really just looking for some money to get out at any time. And it don't have to be physical money either. It can be any kind of lust.
Right.
As we watch it all go to far apart, are you so sold out, it wouldn't matter? It wouldn't matter. If we didn't have a church here, it wouldn't matter. You're still going to go anyhow.
Amen.
Wouldn't matter if they proved this wrong, this wrong, this wrong, this message is still right. Are you that sold out yet? I'm saying amen. Yes, I am.
Yes,
I am. I don't care what they reason with. I'm not trusting and reasoning in the first place. Faith is the substance of my hope.
Amen.
It's the substance of what I'm looking for. And my faith has shown that this is right. And it doesn't just sit on a shelf. When I speak this in faith, it happens.
Amen.
For when I'm sick and I feel like I'm about to throw up all over the place, faith rises up and it kicks the devil out.
Amen.
When I see it take on my family the same way, the same thing happens. When you take the word of God in prayer, you must believe that you are the adopted son.
Amen.
I'm not getting nearly as far as I'd hope, but I think you're getting fed this morning just by looking at the word going. Jesus was adopted there at River Jordan. Now that was for his earthly ministry. That's why he had to receive the Holy Ghost, was for the earthly ministry. But there came a time, and I'm just going to have to paraphrase because I don't want to go too much longer. There came a time when they were walking up a mountain that later became Mount Transfiguration. And as they got up there, remember, he took only three witnesses with him. That's all he needed. Don't expect this rapture to be some big show. There might be a few witnesses here and there that'll know that they missed it, but not many. And as they walked up there, Peter, James, and John, he said he was changed. And it's in the Bible in Matthew chapter 17. And I believe it's in Mark 2 somewhere. I don't remember off the top of my head. I think it's chapter 7. But you can look that up later. And they got up there. And when they got up there, they saw Jesus change and he was glorified. His whole body shined like the sun. And two men showed up, Moses and Elijah. The law and the prophets, the entire Old Testament summarized in two men.
Right.
And he was talking with them. And we know what he was talking about. He knew what he was going to do. And he knew that he would have to send them back later on. But I bet he was up there nope, not yet, boys. Wait till I rise. Wait till I come the second time. Then you can go down there. Right now you need to stay up here with me.
Yeah.
And Peter, you know, he's one of them children. Remember, he wasn't adopted yet. He hadn't received the Holy Ghost. He hadn't been a son that could be manifested just yet. He's just a shadow of that. And that's what all these Old Testament saints were. Shadows of an adopted son. Look at that. Moses, with the shadow of an adopted son, can split the Red Sea.
Sure.
Cause flies to come up. Can get bread to fall out of heaven for years. Just a shadow of a son of God.
Right.
Just a shadow of a son of God. Joshua could take the son and say, you just stay there. I don't care about all these laws that God has established. My faith says stay there.
Yeah.
And it did. Just the shadow of a son of God. And here's Peter out there on Mount Transfiguration getting all excited, right? He's just a little child still. Let's build three tabernacles. Build one for Moses, one for Jesus, one for... That sounds pretty reasonable, pretty good, right? Just give him respect. And what happened the second he tried to do that? Said the shadow, or the cloud came down and just overshadowed all the rest of it. And all they saw was Jesus. And the same thing was said again. This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. And he said, hear ye him. He had proven who he really was. He had already had his commission back there. And that's what happens when you're born again. You've been given the same commission Jesus Christ was at River Jordan. But there will come a day where it won't be flesh body no more. It'll be glorified. It won't be walking around struggling and making this mistake. Nope. You'll be in a new body.
Mm-hmm.
Just like unto his glorious body. You'll be able to hear the same thing. Hear ye him. You've been a son the whole time and we're going through the testing right now. And like I've said, God adopts us for things here and there. I'm sure glad he waited to adopt me as a pastor when it was time. Hope you understand what I'm trying to say. You have something to do for the kingdom. That doesn't mean you can't grow in that. Absolutely. You start when you're born again, but you need to grow so God can actually place you where you need to be. Is that fine? But what's the goal of all this? It's not to even worry about that. My goal is not to be a pastor. It's to be a son of God.
Amen.
That's the goal of this whole thing. And the son of God doesn't dwell in a body of flesh. He dwells in a body like God.
Amen.
Because that's where he came from. He's an offspring. He can't have a body that has any taint to it at all. He must be perfect like his father, so I must receive a body just like his. And I will. What do you think the rapture is all about anyways?
Amen.
It's taking this body, and by faith, it must be changed.
Yes.
In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, when the trump of God sounds. Have you heard the trump go forth?
Yeah.
Is your faith rising, building to that moment, to where everything else is falling away, and that's the only moment that matters, is when you can walk up on that hill. Might be only a few witnesses, but they'll watch you transfigure, and in a moment, they'll see you glorified, and you're gone.
All right.
Like I said, on one side, whoo, that's the most glorious thing I could think of. And like I could tell, most of you thinking about those people looking at you, aren't you? Looking at you going, he was right the whole time, and it's too late. God have mercy that be any of us. And not even just for yourself, but for those around you, they better have the revelation that they know, I should have listened to what he said. We must live a life above reproach, which means being an adopted son, being a son that God has placed in that they can see, oh yeah, there's something different about this guy. Because
right.
Even when they tried to turn down Jesus, remember it was that Nicodemus said, we know your teacher come from God. I know they tried to fight it here and there, but we're just blowing hot smoke. We know. We know. And they better do the same for you. When they get sick, who do they call up to pray?
Sure.
Is it you? Or is it Joe Schmo, this guy, or this denominational person there? If you don't got something more than a denomination has, you might be a denomination yourself. Because they know better than that. A sinner knows that a denomination can't help him. He's still figured out they have to get deluded first and, like I said, become a two-child more of hell before they'll accept the denomination over salvation.
Right.
But if he's just a child of hell right now, you were at one time too. Don't get so super spiritual. I mean, you and your flesh were just as dirty, rotten as anybody else. But that wasn't really who you were. Deep down, there was something fighting its way out.
Hallelujah.
And one day it received the power. The Holy Ghost came in and got the power and broke the shackles off.
Amen.
Don't let him put you back in the cage. You done got blasted out of there.
Yes.
He went through a lot of work to get you out of there. Just stay out.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
You done that too, didn't you? You built this for your son. You gave him this. You gave him that. You say, just take it and run with it. No, they take it. Well, I'm going to go back and do this and make some stupid decision. We all done it to God a million times, haven't we? Don't give us the power of God. And we go, oh, God, I think I need to do this and reason with the promise here. And we don't get no benefits out of it. Just stick with what he said. You are invincible.
Amen.
Not by power, not by might. It'll never be anything but the Spirit of God within you. That's what makes us an invincible army.
Amen.
Because instead of trying to reason with the devil, we just tell him to leave. And he can't do anything about that.
Amen.
But if he can stop you long enough to reason, that's all it is. Enough to reason that you're not really who you say you are. And he tries it on everyone. You're not exempt. He tried on Jesus himself. You really be the Son of God? Command these stones be made bread. And we know he could have done that. But Jesus is trying to prove a point. I don't listen to no devil. I don't want my children to listen to no devil. I ain't going to teach them that.
Right.
I'm going to tell them what to do. Say, get thee behind me. And how did he defeat the devil every time? It wasn't some big fancy thing. He didn't show off his power. He just spoke the word.
Amen.
He wasn't just speaking haphazard either when he quoted it. He believed it.
Amen.
You should not tempt the Lord thy God.
That's right.
Who was the devil tempting? Jesus. He was tempting the Lord. He said, don't tempt me. Get out of here. Hallelujah. Queen of Sheba 60. See, in that time, it was in the flesh called the Son of God. And now we're adopted sons of God by His grace so that His work can carry on and still declare. You're here with a purpose. You're not here to just be whatever. You are here to continue the ministry of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And that goes for your flesh, that goes for your family, that goes for your church, that goes for your work, that goes for the guy you met at the mall, the guy that you saw at Walmart. You are an adopted son, placed to be used the same as Christ was. He was our example. He did it first. And if the same life that was in him is now in you, how many believes what I'm saying this?
Amen.
How many has received the life of God? How many recognize that that life of God was always in you? And as you tried to get away from it, there was just no getting out. There's no getting out. That predestination rope only goes so long. Like we said, it's more like a bungee cord, isn't it? The further you try to get out there, just the harder it got. But one of these days, you just stop resisting. It just snaps you right back to Calvary every time, doesn't it?
Amen.
Huh? Hallelujah. And even a Christian, when he's got the Holy Ghost, he can't get away from it. You try to walk in the things, or you let Satan tempt you into this or that. And I ain't saying there's no excuse. You're going to reap for all that. Yeah. And we've all done it. Don't give me that holy look. We've all done this, and we've all watched this too long. We've all wasted time doing that. Right. And we got to fight a mind battle here and get a sickness here. And we, Lord, have mercy on me. Just get me through it again. And a real Christian, don't sit there and go, God, you're not just. He knows. He knows he should have got 10 times what he just got, and God's soft on him.
Amen.
God's got a big, tender heart. Do you know that? He's got the biggest heart you could find. We think us fathers, we want to get on our children here and there. There's always something inside. Man, I wish I didn't have to do this. Where do you think you got that from? The first father. He don't want to punish us. He don't want to correct us. He don't want to have to do any of that. But he loves you too much not to. Aren't you grateful for that?
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Because what happens when you stay in sin? What does the Bible say? It always ends in death. But in God's predestinated, foreordained mind, you're never going to get there. Every road to get all the way over there was done cut off back there at Calvary. He burned all the bridges so you can't get out.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let me read just one more here. And let me read this. Perseverance 62. And now, if that be the angel of the Lord leading these people, it'll produce the same thing that it did when it manifested in the true Son of God. It'll do the same thing in the adopted sons of God. No getting around it. For Jesus said, the works that I do shall you do also. If his life is in us, it'll produce the same. And if it does things contrary to the scripture, then it can't be the same angel. But if it produces the same life that it was when it was here on earth, manifested in flesh, and promised to be manifested in flesh again the same way, then it's the same Spirit, same God, by the same Word. And I could go to oneness and show you that he said that the bride is exactly the same as he is. It's the same God. It's the same person. God is not 2, 3, 5, a million. He is one.
Amen.
But he's manifested himself in an attribute of you, and of you, and of you, and of my, me, and his own. When he came as Jesus Christ, he came to show who he was. And just as Adam was packing a wife the whole time, so was Christ, with the exact same life within him. And he looked down at that wife that she would get trapped in the thing of sin and would need a way out. So he went to the cross. He paid the way back. And as he knew that denominations would try to destroy that way, detour us away, he said, nope, I will send Elijah the prophet before the coming of the grateful day of the Lord, and I will make sure they know how to get back.
Amen.
Amen.
Woo. Is that playing pretty clear to you? Hallelujah. Paradox 64, and I'll finish on this. The pillar of fire is identified scientifically and by the reaction, by its character and everything else, just the same. As it was when it was dwelling in the body of God's only begotten Son, so does it dwell in the body of his adopted sons for the last day.
Amen.
64 now, in case you want to make sure the seals were opened at this time. They were. Now I know, brethren, we've had a lot of this impersonation. But the Bible said it would happen. You know that. As Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, see, it's just got to happen. But don't let that blind you. When you see a bogus doll, remember, it was made off of a real one. Amen. See, if it isn't, it's the original. But there is original Holy Ghost, original Christ. Certainly, he is the Holy Ghost. Notice now. And the pillar of fire still alive today among us.
Amen.
He didn't just say him. It's among every single born again Christian. God's presence doesn't leave you. You abide there.
Amen.
He abides and you abide with him. After all these thousands of years, it's still here. And it's a paradox. A paradox is something that's true, but it doesn't make any sense other than that, that it's just true.
Amen.
And why in the world would God save a man like me? And I hope you can say the same. Why in the world would he come? There was so many more qualified, so many people that would have loved him more. And we even know the denominations, remember, they have zeal. They got zeal, don't you kid them. They care. Why else would you be building orphanages and doing all these things at colleges and trying to get out there? They got zeal, but they got the wrong zeal. Because they took their zeal above the Word of God.
Yes.
And that's not something to brag on them. It makes me feel bad about me. If somebody treated my wife better than I do, that's not a compliment to them. That's a disgrace on me. You understand what I'm saying? And if somebody's treating Jesus better than I am as his bride, I'm not here to say, well, that's pretty good. No, Lord, what's wrong with me? And I pray, as an adopted son, how many believes you've been adopted by the Spirit of God?
Sure.
To be a son of God, to not lay down, but to be a son, to take over Satan's kingdom. How many wants to grow in that adoption? Absolutely, Lord. I want to come up higher and higher and higher until I meet my Mount Transfiguration. And I can get out of this place.
Right, amen.
The only way you'll get there is by faith. Amen. God has brought us the Word. And what did we sing before we started this? Only believe it. Let's stand together this morning. Or afternoon, rather. '86, a little book if you have one, but I think most of you know this song, Flow Through Me. His dad plays it softly. I like us to bow our heads together, each one. As we all bow our heads in prayer, I trust you believe the Word this morning. I trust you've been born again in the Spirit of God, but if you haven't, or if there is one doubt in your mind about that, reverence His presence now. Ask Him to take that doubt away. There's no reason to leave here with it. He can show you that you're over there. He's done it before. He'll do it again. Even Thomas himself, when he was doubting there, wondering if the Lord was really risen, God didn't let him sit in that pity party. He came and showed up and showed him, yes, I am alive. And if you need that, just ask Him. Don't wait for the church to do something magical. You just have fellowship with God right now. If you've been born again in the Spirit of God, you are in the holies of holies with the Almighty right now. And He is asking you to fulfill His great commission. Go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. These signs shall follow you because you believe. Do you have a promise of God that you've let go loose and didn't accept it? But you let the devil take it away somewhere? Let's just give that need back to the Lord and say, Lord, I believe that word. Satan, you're a liar. Get out of my head in Jesus Christ's name. I accept the word. Do you have a loved one that you think, oh, the devil just got you all tore up about it, say, they ain't going to make it. There's no way. There's nothing going to ever happen. And you know that the promise of the Word is sitting here tonight, that you are a son and you can call them out of that. Accept that word this morning. Don't let the devil take it far from you. If you have any other need, let's just lift it to the Lord as we pray together. You pray your own way. Remember, you're on a one-on-one conference with Him right now. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, again for your wonderful word. Lord, when we walked around confused and doubting, Lord, you didn't let us stay that way, and we thank you for that. We thank you that you give us a clear mind to understand your word. When many people look at this and they search and search and search and can't find you, Lord, you just opened it up to us. You showed us what this book was and that it wasn't just a book. But Lord, it was you. It was a love letter you wrote to us to tell us how much you loved us. Lord, and if you loved us enough to save us, Lord, you loved us enough to heal us. You loved enough to save me. Lord, you love my family enough to save them. And I pray you'd help us, Lord, to take the promise of God and to not be afraid to use it. But Lord, to know that you will never fail your word. Oh, we take responsibility as sons. Lord, that you've called us to do something in your kingdom. Then to not take our responsibility and to give it somebody else, but Lord, to take it upon our hearts that we want to serve you every minute of every day, just in a heart full of love, a heart full of your Spirit, Lord, and a heart full of power, that Satan's kingdom be destroyed all around us, that when Satan wakes up every morning, let's be afraid of these sons and daughters of God waking up as well. Equip each one, Lord, as I trust that you have, but Lord, let their faith rise and to take that sword of the word in their hand and cut away every promise, Lord. If there's still a doubt there, may they take the word and just destroy that doubt of their life. May they doubt their doubts this service. Lord, may each one be sealed into the kingdom, Lord, for all time and eternity. Lord, we believe you've given us down payments of your inheritance here. Lord, if there's one downcast, Lord, you said the joy of the Lord was our strength. And I pray you restore that person back to joy. If there's one sickness in this place, one infirmity, Lord, you died for all of ours. But we accept it now, Lord. We believe you. We believe you're still a divine healer. We believe the word that you've restored back to us. And we apply it now with simple faith, Lord. You said it, we believe it, and that's over. Satan, you're a liar. You're defeated. Take your hands off this group of people. In Jesus Christ's name. May they have joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah, Lord. We pray for our loved ones as well. Lord, as you've given us the token, we place the token over their lives.
knowing, Lord, that they'll never get away from your presence, but you'll keep going after them until they finally find the road back. We thank you, Lord, for that promise. Be with us, we pray. Lord, if we would go astray in any way, I pray we'd be so convicted to come right back to that straight and narrow, Lord, that we wouldn't waste any time, but Lord, we redeem the time knowing that it's almost all over. That one of these days, there won't be any more souls to save. Help us, Lord, to take more diligence upon our hearts. When we're on the job, when we're on home, when we're at the store, I pray we would know that we are the sons of God here to destroy Satan's kingdom. We are here with a purpose, Lord, and that's to make you glorified in your children. Help us, Lord, we pray. Forgive us again of all of our sins and shortcomings. Lord, and help us take this word into our hearts and let it live like it never has before. Commit ourselves into your hands. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Let's sing that together now. Thank you, Lord.
Be Holy Spirit, flow through me. Flow through me.
Let His Spirit flow now. Just open every channel of your heart. Don't be afraid to worship with all your heart. Don't hold anything back. Give it all to Him now. Let Him flow.
As I lift my hands in worship and to magnify Thy name, flow through me, Holy Spirit, flow through me.
Sing it again with all your heart. Thank you, Lord.
Flow through me. Holy Spirit, flow through me.
Thank you, Lord.
Flow through me. Holy Spirit, flow through me.
Oh, lift your hands in worship and praise now.
As I lift my hands in worship,
have a need, you can come forward and we'll pray with you. Let's sing that Emmanuel right above there. If you have more, come forward now, please.
Emmanuel, Emmanuel, His name is called.
That means He's here right with us now. Thank you, Lord.
Emmanuel, He's God with us, revealing us, His name is called.
Oh, praise His name.
Amen.
If you believe it, sing it one more time with everything you have. Yes, Lord.
Emmanuel. Emmanuel. His name is called Emmanuel.
I have a longing in my heart. Lord God.
Just to be.
Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you for your presence, Lord.
To feel His presence.
It's the praise of His people. Sing it now.
Yes, I'm Lord.
Oh, just for you. Just let your spirit have preeminence, Lord.
Longing for change.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
I have the Lord.
Hallelujah. Don't be afraid of His presence now.
Just to be near Him, to feel His presence, I have a longing in my heart for Him.
Oh, one more time. Let's make it personal. I have a longing for You, Lord. Praise and worship. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You believe the word this afternoon. Hallelujah. The adopted sons and daughters of God standing in this room right now. The world is not worthy of us even being here. Hallelujah, Lord. How many's looking for the world to come? How many's ready just to go ahead and go home? It's right there. That. What will it be? What will it be? Let's sing that together now.
What will it be when we get old?
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah. And join the throng.
Waiting for you.
Last season, we'll join our loved ones and cry.
Can you see them there holding their hands out to you? Bringing you over the river.
Oh, this is just.
Yes, Lord God. I believe in the Lord. Oh, my Lord. Yes, Father.
Oh, what will it be when we get older yonder and join the throng upon the glassy sea? We'll join our loved ones and crown Christ forever. Oh, this is just what heaven needs to be.
Just one last time with all your heart now. Thank you, Lord.
What will it be when we get over yonder and join the throng upon the glassy sea? We'll join our loved ones and crown Christ forever. Oh,
Good to be in the house of the Lord this afternoon now. We're going to have lunch over at Dan's, at my house. I mean, catch off guard there. Mom's not home. We can't have it at Dad's today. But we're going to have that over at our house. You're all welcome to come and fellowship. Don't worry if you brought anything or not. We got plenty. We always have too much. So let's have a little fellowship. How many loves one another? And you should like to be around one another. Really love them. It'd be hard to say I love my wife. I didn't like being around her. we'll have that this afternoon. Remember to keep Brother Josh in prayers this weekend comes up. And my mom down in Georgia as well. Let's just sing. Do you have which song do you want? As we dismiss, you can go on this one or you can stay in worship.
Same spirit that raised Christ from the dead. We dwell in you. If that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, dwells in you, it will quicken your mortal body. If
Spirit, dwell in you. If that same spirit.